Trump turns 80 amid congressional friction and civil-military tension. President Trump became only the second octogenarian president in American history on Sunday, marking the milestone by hosting UFC Freedom 250 on the White House South Lawn, even as polls reportedly show growing public concern over his health and mental acuity, an optic that drew inevitable comparisons to his criticism of President Biden's age during the 2024 campaign. A 55-minute birthday call with Putin, in which Ukraine dominated the conversation, demonstrated continued engagement with complex foreign policy, even amid the festivities. Senator Mitch McConnell's second hospitalization of the year added another dimension to concerns about aging leadership in Washington, with his health status carrying potential consequences for Republican support of Trump's Iran deal and other international initiatives. On Capitol Hill, Senator Katie Britt announced Republicans would pursue a third reconciliation bill dedicated specifically to defense spending, a strategy that would allow the party to bypass Democratic filibusters, but also means burning through their limited reconciliation opportunities on military expenditures. Senator Lankford's call for congressional approval of any Iran agreement, meanwhile, created a potential constitutional collision, with Trump facing the same legislative oversight demands he once directed at the Obama administration. The civil-military relationship showed signs of strain. Defense Secretary Hegseth dismissed concerns about munitions shortages as a manufactured story, a characterization that directly conflicted with assessments from military leadership, including General Kelly. Hegseth's framing created public confusion about American military readiness at a moment when the U.S. is simultaneously supporting Ukraine, maintaining deterrence against China, and reportedly preparing contingencies against Iran. At the state level, Democrats flipped four state legislative seats in special elections this year, outperforming their 2024 margins by an average of 11 percentage points, suggesting Trump's presidency has not produced the typical incumbent party boost in down-ballot races heading into the 2026 midterms. Separately, the Texas GOP convention concluded without achieving unity, while Charlie Javis, founder of the student aid platform Frank, whose J.P. Morgan acquisition was later determined by investigators to have been based on fraudulent user data, reportedly requested a presidential pardon for her fraud conviction.